With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration is deploying 350 National Guard troops to New Orleans ahead of New Year's. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
It's the latest federal deployment in the city at the same time that an immigration crackdown led by Border Patrol is underway. A Pentagon spokesman said the Guard members will be tasked with supporting federal law enforcement partners, including the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security. Louisiana's Republican governor welcomed the deployment, but critics argued the move is unwarranted, and they point out that New Orleans has already seen a decrease in violent crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The African Union is rejecting Israel's recognition of Somalia's breakaway region. More from correspondent Donna Warder.
On Friday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made Israel the first country to recognize Somaliland, Somalia's breakaway region, as an independent nation. And Netanyahu and Somaliland's president, Abdurrahman Mohamed Abdallah, signed a joint declaration.
I want you to know that I'm signing now, as we speak, Israel's official recognition of Somaliland and its right of self-determination.
On Saturday, Africa's regional governance bodies rejected the recognition. The African Union says it undermines Somalia's sovereignty and risks peace and stability on the continent. I'm Donna Water.
Hundreds of mourners have gathered outside a mosque in Homs, Syria, after a bombing killed 8 people and wounded 18 others. The crowd assembled next to the Imam Ali ibn Abba Talib Mosque in the Wadi al-Dahab neighborhood, predominantly Alawite, before driving in convoys to bury the victims. Graphite mines in this country seeing renewed interest. Graphite is crucial for lithium-ion batteries. Titan Mining Corporation says they'll start building more. This is SRN News. The Department of Health and Human Services has unveiled a series of regulatory actions designed to keep children from undergoing sex change operations. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says, quote, "This is not medicine, it is malpractice. Sex-rejecting procedures rob children of their futures. Medicaid programs in slightly less than half of the states currently cover sex change operations. Another 27 states have adopted laws restricting or banning those procedures. The Supreme Court recently decided to uphold Tennessee's ban. Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reached record levels last year. In its annual report, the Federation of the Jewish Communities says it registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024, almost 9% more than the year before. The Federation says the Czech Republic has been no exception to a, quote, global explosive wave of anti-Semitism, which erupted immediately after the Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the first Winnie the Pooh story. Chrissy West is a lecturer in children's literature at the University of London. She says that the characters of the Hundred Acre Woods still resonate all those years later.
If we think about Winnie the Pooh, a bear of very little brain who likes eating honey but can't spell honey, to the point he gets stuck in Rabbit's front door and has to stay there for a week while Rabbit hangs his washing over Pooh's legs. If we think about Piglet, who is always a follower and a little shy. If we think about Eeyore, who is kind of depressed a lot of the time. I think what the text does there, it doesn't kind of negate these as difficulties, but what it does is to say, no matter who you are, no matter what you're like, you're valued, you're loved, your friends are there for you. And I think friendship is absolutely at the center of this text.
A.E. Milne's first story was published in a London newspaper Christmas Eve 1925. This is SRN News.